he's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Pasquantino, I want it. Now it's time for Pasquantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Devontae Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
The damn Jets.
Welcome back to the show. Our Vin, FL Insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
Just a mental lapse on our part. You know, still haven't had time, Vinny, to get that edited, to get that Devontae Adams part out of there. I'm sure you don't mind. What's going on?
Not much. I'm just hanging out. Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
What's your general protocol, by the way, for like bad Monday night football games, right? Rams, Dolphins, two teams that don't have winning records, two teams that weren't playing good football. Do you just skip it? What do you do as a guy sitting around on a Monday night?
Well, last night I was playing video games with my friends and watching the game, so I wasn't really watching the game a whole lot. There's always a lot of fantasy football implications on Monday nights, especially when you have, like, I mean, there's a bunch of big names in that game. So it wasn't like Thursday night. Thursday night was Rams-Bengals, right? Same thing, a bunch of – oh, the Sunday morning game.
That's
nobody has anybody
Panthers-Giants.
For those two teams. So you're just, except for Chuba Hubbard, because he was a sneaky start this week. And he did well. So, yeah. And so did the running back for the Giants, Tyrone Tracy, I believe is his name.
Yeah.
So I guess there was some implications in that game.
We noticed the Royals did put out their early look at some promo items for next year. And it's full of Pasquatch items, man. Do they run these by you? Do you get approval? Do you get a heads up that there's the Pasquatch necklace? I think there's like a, not a teddy bear, but it's like a Pasquatch figurine or something as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I have no idea what's going on in my life because three promos just kind of for me next year is insane. It's insane. So I really appreciate the Royals for doing that because what an honor. That's pretty freaking cool. The chain I knew about. The others I did not know about. But the necklace I did know about. They let me in on that one. So that one will be pretty cool. They're all cool. I don't know. It's really humbling and really cool to have that. And like, I don't know. I'm super appreciative of them for thinking of me in that way. And now I just hope I can go perform on the field to what I would like to perform at. So then we can go win some more games, you know?
Before we ask you more NFL related questions, I wanted you to give us your 30-second pitch on why Bobby Wood Jr. should be the MVP.
I think that's an unfair question because I try to look at it from an unbiased point of view, and it's hard to make that argument. just like Bobby's one of my best friends. Like, I'm not denying anything, but like Aaron Judge just had another freaking ridiculous year, and so did Bobby. But when you just look at like the OPS stuff, it's hard to argue. When you look at defensive value, that's where Bobby trumps everybody. When you look at defense and base running, I mean, he was the best player in the league. The problem is the MVP typically goes to the best hitter in the league, and
Man. You
can't argue with the OPS points that Aaron Judge put up this year. It doesn't mean Bobby didn't have a phenomenal season, but I think I'd love for him to win the MVP. I just don't think it will happen this year.
I respect the honesty. I really do.
Like sorry for anybody in Kansas City who's yelling at me in my car right now.
Nah, they're fine.
You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it, you know?
Yeah, that's why we have you on. That's why we love having you on the show. We're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. All right, let's talk some NFL. The Chiefs are still undefeated, but the way they made this thing happen on Sunday, blocked field goal, even the players on the team were saying they really have not been part of something like that since maybe high school. Did you happen to catch the ending of that one?
Yeah, I caught the end of it because I kept looking at my wife and I was like, he's missing this field goal. Like, I don't know what it is, but he's missing this field goal. When they ran all the way to the other side of the field right before it happened, I'm like, I don't know. That just feels like bad juju there. I have no reason to believe that, but I'm not a kicker and I cannot kick a football. I just want to know what the reasoning is behind not wanting to be in the middle of the field. It feels like you have more room to miss if you're in the middle of the field. I know the kick got blocked.
Right.
So like, it doesn't matter. But I'm just I need to talk to a kicker because I just wanted, like, I'm just looking at it realistically. Like, wouldn't I want to be in the middle? Because if I miss left or right, but I guess if you miss left more, you'd want to be I don't know. But
yeah, I wonder if it's like golf, right? I wonder if it's like golf. Like, you just, you know your swing and your shot. Like, you maybe it's like golf. Like, some of these kickers just know where they tend to kick.
And if you line up on the right side, like, you better not miss right, right? Like,
yeah,
you better not, because you could have been in the middle and you could have missed a little right and you could have made it. But
maybe it's a sightline thing, Vinny? Like a batter's eye? Maybe it's a sightline related issue?
Could be. Maybe like a shooter in basketball. Like, they like certain sights better than, I don't know. I'm so ignorant when it comes to other sports, but I try to talk about it like I know what it is, but I don't. I have no idea. I'm just talking.
Vinny, now that we're halfway through the season, I do think, can we next week start getting an official power ranking from you, the top five teams in the league?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I tell you what, if the Chiefs keep winning, they're going to be number one. I know everybody's saying that the Lions are the number one seed, but your record matters to me, and if you're undefeated, you automatically get to be the one seed. So I just want to make that clear before we go into my power rankings. If you're undefeated, you're the one seed.
So it sounds like you got Chiefs 1, Lions 2, and then by next week we'll get you to work out 3, 4, 5.
I think I have the Lions at 2, but I need to talk to my analytical team and see, like, is it more impressive to throw 5 interceptions and win the game, or is it still 5 interceptions?
God,
also, the Texans lost to the Jets, and that's hard to do.
Yeah, where are you at? Where are you at now on your Jets last week?
I'm not anywhere. Okay. I'm not anywhere. Let's just say this. I was supposed to go to the game this weekend against the Colts. I'm not going anymore.
Oh,
that's where I'm at. Yeah, I got to fly up there, get a hotel. You know, there's a lot that goes in other than just going to a game. And to be honest, like, here's some insight from how I feel about sports. You don't have to be the best, right? You don't have to be the best, because it's almost impossible to do. All I ask is that you make your own bed and that you're prepared for games and that you literally try hard. Like, just try. That's all I ask. I don't see that from them right now. They're not even – it doesn't feel like they're trying. And if they get heat from the media, they somehow attack the media. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird environment that you never see, like, really good teams do, and I don't like what I see from them right now.
Yeah, it seems like they're down bad, Vinny. I saw that Sauce Gardner, some other players are doing the whole DMing with fans thing, and that seems like that's always a terrible idea.
Well, Sauce has deleted his social media quite a few times, quoting, saying that he wants to delete the negativity out of his life, but then he gets back on and he goes after media members and fans. So, which I get. I've deleted my social media before, too. Like, when things are going bad, it's tough, because all you're seeing is the negative stuff about yourself, pretty much. Like, I grounded into 2 double plays against the Brewers this year, and I'm pretty sure every Royals fan wanted to kill me. I saw that.
I was gonna ask you, like, yeah, you kind of basically answered the question, but like, how do you handle that? Because I think it's way easier said than done for people to be like, dude, just stay off of social media. I wouldn't be on it. I'm sure that's very difficult to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, in terms of like easiness, I could just put my phone down. but that's not exactly how we live today,
right?
But I think, like, what I do right now is I have Twitter on Safari and I have Instagram on Safari, so I don't have the apps on my phone.
There you go.
That's kind of the best way that I do it. But sometimes you got to mute your own name, because, like, that's what I did during the season, just mute my name. Because then I can't really see anything related to me. I'll just see other
stuff. Does that include Pasquatch?
Yeah, that includes Pasquatch. The thing about having a weird last name is it's the only, like, people aren't just saying, like, the name Pasquantino on Twitter. You're not, or Pasquatch. Like, that's pretty niche. You're not just saying those things. So, yeah, you got to be careful with it, and you just got to roll with it. At the end of the day, people want to cheer you. Like, your own fans want to cheer the Royals, which means they want to cheer you. So if I just go play better, people will cheer.
2 segments will debut next week. Your power rankings, and we'll find any tweet that includes Pasquantino that does not involve you. Like, I'm going to go digging deep for
getting more seconds. Yeah, that'll be a real short segment. I've got some cousins that are on Twitter, so maybe their tweets will show up.
Yeah, we'll find some stuff from them. How do you view one other team I wanted to ask you about? Since you know we got an idea of where you're on, the Lions and the Chiefs. How do you feel about the Bills? Most people are kind of big believers. As a Jets fan, you've seen them a couple of times. How good do you think the Bills are?
I think the Bills are very good. I do think the Bills are very good. I mean, they've got a top, whatever you want to call them, quarterback in the league, and that seems to be the most important thing. They play solid defense from what it looks like. I think Sean McDermott does a pretty good job with those guys of keeping them, like, they seem to be in every game. it's just tough. Like, does this game this weekend really matter? As much as it's going to, you know, be talked about, it matters what happens when these two teams play in January. And, like, I think the Bills got a shot to win this weekend. But if they win this weekend, who cares? Like, who cares? They're not getting the one seed, it doesn't look like. And so they're going to be coming to Arrowhead at some point in the playoffs. And do you trust them to win then? If they do it then I'll start believing. But until then, I do not believe in them.
Vinny Pasquantino, our NFL insider. Appreciate it, man. And we'll be in search of some of those promo items throughout the 2025 season. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's right. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.